Sam and the Space Aliens. Written and narrated by Stephen C. Johnson. The space aliens were tired and grumpy and needing a place to land. They had traveled millions of light years and needed to stretch their legs. Wally desperately needed to use a bathroom. They were also lost and needed to get directions. As luck would have it, they stumbled on the planet Petra and settled down on a nation called Akarima, to the relief of all, especially Wally. The creatures on the planet were hospitable, by and large. They had a difficult language that required nearly an hour before they could speak it fluently. The customs were more challenging. They learned, for example, that it was social courtesy to buy something in a mini-mart if you used the bathroom. This put them in a bit of a spot. They naturally did not wish to offend, but the clerk did not recognize their Universal Plus or Cosmic Credit buttons. They were hungry and had planned on being home for dinner, so they had not packed anything. And the smell of the foods was exotic and attractive to them, especially the burritos under the infrared heaters. Now here was the peculiar answer to their quandary. Outside, Chip and Ben were shoveling out the slag from the reactor and were about to place it in the dumpster when an Akariman pulled up in a vehicle that ran on wheels and hurried over to them. He seemed focused on the slag and told them excitedly that it had value to them. In fact, he gave them some of their currency in exchange for it. So that's how the guys were able to have dinner. As they studied the currency, they found something very interesting. The words, "In Sam We Trust." Naturally, they were curious. They asked the clerk who Sam was and how it was that the Akarimans trusted in him. The clerk avoided the subject, which only made them more curious. Ben speculated that the picture of the man on the foil was Sam, but Wally said that couldn't be because on other foils they had different pictures. Chip postulated that Sam was the currency itself because they noticed the Akarimans put much confidence in it. I guess they suddenly snapped into cultural awareness mode. They determined to find out who Sam was before they headed home. They had already gotten directions, by the way. They attempted to inquire of the local creatures about Sam, but received odd answers that only piqued their interest. "My faith is a very personal thing. I don't talk about it." "I used to believe in Sam until my child died."
"Sam is a myth. Our people are about to retire."
They overheard some say things like, "Sam, damn it," or "Sam, bless you." Whoever Sam is, the creatures here must seek his power to bring trouble or happiness, said Ben. They decided to go to a center of education and came upon a school of young Akarimans. The timing could not have been more perfect. They walked into a pod of juveniles with hands on their cardia and reciting a pledge to their banner. All three of the guys elbowed one another when they heard the children say, "One nation under Sam." You can imagine how eager the guys were. They knew they would get their answers here. Unfortunately, they were in for disappointment. When they asked who Sam was and how the Akarimans went about trusting him, the principal seemed totally stymied. He said, "We don't talk about Sam here. This is a public school." I won't belabor the discussion. Actually, it wasn't very long. The instructor said it was illegal to talk about Sam, and he was afraid of litigation if he did. Of course, the guys were amazed. The children's pledge would indicate that Sam was someone to be trusted. But the educators were not allowed to share with the students who Sam was, how he might be known, and how to go about trusting in him. Naturally, it seemed crazy. The space aliens were appalled. It was like all their enzymes fell out of their accelerators. They saw that the Akarimans had intelligence for building mini-marts, but somehow lost it all in dealing with Sam. Actually, their quest for learning about Sam lost all momentum because of their amazement with the inconsistency. Ben said, "These people must be schizophrenic." Wally corrected, "You mean bipolar." "At any rate," said Chip, "it makes no sense to refer to Sam in currency, pledges, and historical recording devices, but not be allowed to talk about him." Ben said, "It's kind of like jerking your tractor beam. You say on one hand that you should trust in Sam and be under Sam, but you say to young inquiring minds, we can't tell you about Sam." In one last attempt, they approached a professor of history, who told them that in the nation's heyday, many had believed and followed Sam. But her words seemed old and dusty. They did get an answer, however. Sam, according to history, was the creator. He was reputed to be good, but he had set standards that today were avoided. In fact, Sam had fallen on hard times. Although most of the creatures there liked the idea of being blessed by a passive, benevolent power, they did not like the idea of being ultimately accountable to Sam as an evaluator. It was late, and Ben needed to get home because he worked early next morning. Chip, Ben, and Wally left the planet rather disappointed in the Akarimans, but stimulated about Sam. They reasoned that they too were creatures, so must have a creator. Was his name Sam? Was he knowable? And was he to be trusted? As it turned out, they had an animated conversation all the way home.